Amit Palit, who's playing with Gonzaga Symphony tomorrow night. We'll talk more specifically about that in a minute, but let's go ahead and enjoy the final piece that you did on the Casals concert, Casals' Song of the Birds for cello and piano. From a concert which began this calendar year, right, January of 2016, my guest Amit Palit playing the Song of the Birds by Pablo Casals. Let's spend about six, 7 more minutes here, and then go, and then we'll end with the performance that we already broadcast once from the Library of Congress. But before we get there, in 6 or 7 minutes, tell me, what does the Elgar Concerto mean to you? Good luck.
Yeah. Well, like I think, like most cellists around the world, this at some point in our childhood, this made us feel like, okay, we want to play cello, we want to do it for our livelihood, and that's because of course, the recording of Jacqueline Desprez that we all heard, and until today, I mean, it's the most beloved maybe cello recording ever. I mean, it's so raw and true and live and amazing in every aspect. And so my first dialogue with the piece was as a teenager, trying to learn it, and of course trying to imitate everything she did in it, and not succeeding, of course. And then I will never forget the first time I played it with orchestra, that feeling when the big scale comes after the main theme, and you are sort of doing the scale going into the big tutti. And when that tutti started, I had such goosebump and feeling, oh my God, I'm doing it. I'm playing that piece. It was the same with the Dvořák when I entered that concerto for the first time. And ever since, every time I play it, you delve more and more into not just the Jacqueline Desprez recording. You, in fact, go away from it and becoming more familiar with what Elgar felt in those days in 1919 after the First World War and the brutality of the war that affected him so much, the sort of Victorian time, British time where he grew up in, where England was the biggest empire, and the glorification of England, and then the devastation, realizing what that war did to the world and to England. The fact that in his in town there were no men left, so women started working in factories because all the men died. And the sorrow he felt. So that's why when the piece starts in Nobile Mente, something I never understood when I was a child, to be noble, with sort of, it's sort of like an Englishman in that Victorian time, but then 40 minutes later at the end of the piece, it's not noble anymore. It's vulgar. And it has a ritenuto inside it, and it has different chords in it. And that journey, that's a theme, the first chords take from beginning, being noble and aristocrat and proud, going into the joy of the second movement and the sorrow, realizing in the third movement what death means. And then the fourth movement, which is sort of maybe the only way to have a conversation with death, is to laugh at it. So the fourth movement has also bits of humoristic, cynical way of looking at it. And then the ending, the last page of the piece, where sorrow become so deep and so emotional that one can even cry playing it, not to mention listening to it. And then when the theme comes back and it's not noble anymore, and you basically say goodbye to the empire, say goodbye to everything you knew, everything you grew up on. It's very emotional. So when I get into the part and I play the last E minor chord, short, twam, ending the piece, it's awakening of a dream that you step into that time in 1919 and you try to at least feel what it means to relive that time in history. And then you wake up and you hear the clapping. And so that's for me the Elgar. Sort of, I hope it brings it to life.
You certainly did. Elgar Cello Concerto, which is being done tomorrow night at Martin Olsen Theater at the Fox, Kevin Hekmatpana conducting the Godzanga Symphony, and it will be the Elgar Cello, just two big pieces, Elgar Cello Concerto and the Franck D Minor Symphony on that concert. So, wow, thank you for this hour spent with us.
My pleasure.
And thank you for coming back to Spokane.
It's really a pleasure. Besides the fact that it's so cold here, and I didn't even bring a sweater, so this is loaned to me from Kevin. Everything is beautiful here.
Good, yes. Well, it'll get colder.
It's in the 20s or something like that.
Yeah, and it's going to be in the teens and maybe single digits. So then you'll have stories to tell on your next interview.
I know.
So, because you do have plenty of stories to tell from going around the world. I mean, you've just been everywhere playing, haven't you?
Yeah, I feel really privileged and honored to do it. I mean, it's, as I said, it's responsibility, but... I love my job, and how many people in their early 40s can say that? Mm-hmm. It's not I make a lot of money. I love my job, and that's rare, and I realize it now. So I feel fortunate.
Yeah. Amit Peled, playing here with us now and then playing tomorrow night. And this interview will also be put up as a podcast, and then he's also been broadcasting it to your friends, too, over your...
here on Facebook. I hope people can see it, and... So.
Amazing. The best of both worlds. Okay. Well, let's go out. I was really pleased when this came along. We broadcast that series of concerts from the Library of Congress. When did you play this concert? Do you remember? It was just the last year?
Oh, of course.
So?
I will never forget it. This was the last year in November. Marta Casals Istomin, the widow of Pablo Casals, who handed me the Casals cello, got a much-deserved lifetime award from the Library of Congress. And I was very honored to be one of the participants, along with Anders Schiff, the pianist, and Steven Iselis, and Pinchas Zuckerman, and all my childhood heroes. So we were there on one stage, and I played with Noreen on the Casals cello, three pieces that are very close to me, the Bloch from Jewish Life. So it was sort of interesting to honor Marta Casals with the cello of Pablo Casals, but with my own music. At the Library of Congress. And I'm very happy that they recorded it and have it available for the public to listen to.
And so we'll go to that. So here it is.
And now, a young cellist who lives up the street here from Washington, it's only about, 30, 40 miles to Baltimore, where Amit Palled is on the faculty at the Peabody Institute. He's playing with pianist Noreen Polera. They're playing music of Ernest Bloch, the Swiss composer born in Geneva, 1880. Bloch was famous for writing Jewish music, in quotations. But he said, look, I'm not quoting Jewish tunes. I'm not an archaeologist. I just want to write good and sincere music. Three pieces for cello and piano, which are entitled From Jewish Life. We'll hear Supplication, a Jewish Song, and then Prayer. In this performance, the cellist Amit Palled with Noreen Polera at the piano. Here at the Library of Congress, music of Ernest Bloch.
Thank you.
touching, ecstatic music that is. Music of Ernest Bloch, From Jewish Life, three pieces for cello and piano, Supplication, Jewish Song, and Prayer. There was the young cellist Amit Peled playing for us with Noreen Polera at the piano. Amit Peled is playing a very special instrument. I think most people are familiar with the name Stradivarius as a maker of great violins, Guarnerius probably too, and maybe Amati. How about Gofriller? Matteo Gofriller, in 1700, built that cello, which we were listening to. And you know who used to own that cello and played it for so many years? The great Pablo Casals. That great cello continues to sing its song through to today in the hands of the wonderful young cellist Amit Peled, whom we just heard here at the Library of Congress. You're listening to Concerts from the Library of Congress. This is Bill McLaughlin.